Okay. Pat has come in to speak to my 11 o'clock class where I'm doing a thing on Koreans, but I don't know how many of you would be able to come, so I thought I'd give him a few minutes in the beginning of this class to just talk about what his job is, what he's doing in the field, and all that good stuff.
Actually, can I go on to the website, out of curiosity?
Yep.
Now you're doing like the smart board thing there, so.
So it's coming up. Everything should be coming up at some point. Come on.
What you doing in PHP?
Arrays.
Ah, lovely.
Come on, you can do it. Oh, then again, maybe you can't. There we go. Okay.
All right. So, my name's Pat McDonough. I used to go here. I graduated in May 2015, 16? I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, 15. Dirt.
15.
I'm doing good. I was in your spot, doing the same thing as y'all. And I was I did the PHP thing. I did all that. I did all Professor Gross's classes, almost all of them. And I took C++ with Igor. Yeah.
Got it.
So, and it was really good. I now work for a company called Telric, a progress company. I love it. I'm a tech. My title is a technical support engineer, and I help people out who work with our products, which are like tools, developers' tools for like websites, applications, and such. So I'm gonna throw up the website.
Is it? Yeah, good, cool.
So here's Telric. We make things easier for developers to. We make it easier for them to, you know, to help create their websites with different tools. This is not good. I'll get to the demos. Okay. So for instance, let's go to the scheduler. So this is just one of our tools that we have right here. It's a scheduler, and you can put in here whatever you want on your website or your application. And for instance, let's like say right here at 7 o'clock, I want to put in Joe's party or something.
We're having a party?
Yeah. It's gonna be on the 14th. It's gonna be.
Can we make it the 15th? I've got something going on.
You know, and you can fix it up to make it, and this is going to be a nice, fun time here. And you can put this on your website, you can make an all-day event, you can describe it, fun party, and whatever. And so there you go, and it's inside, actually in our timeline. But you can put it in, and it'll actually, no, it's on the 14th. But yeah. You can put it into the grid or the scheduler, and you'll be able to make it look nice for your websites. So,
tell them a little bit about what you went through getting a job, and that's all.
Sure. So originally, I came to BCC, but before I went to BCC, I was actually I have a bachelor's degree in geography, and I worked with maps, and I was working with aerial photography. Loved it. It was a great time. I was at a company for in Norwood, looking at historical maps from the 30s up to the 2000s. And what happened one day after 2 years, a big company, the little company essentially, they acquired it. And I was out on a job. But they didn't get rid of all the computer programmers. They didn't get rid of all the developers. So I took note of that when I got let go. A few months passed. I couldn't find anything. Like, I had a bachelor's degree,
geography. I was trying to find as much as I could around the area, and I couldn't. Everything I was looking for was looking for programming and AutoCAD. So I decided to go back, and I went back here. I actually talked to Priscilla, and was like, how's your computer programming classes? You think I'll learn some good stuff? She's like, you're just going to have to take it and try it. All right. So I did, and I was doing this, and I was also doing the AutoCAD on the other side to see if I wanted to do engineering. And I loved computer science. Went through that, loved it when I got out. And while I was in school, the last year, I got an internship at the town of Wareham just to do their GIS stuff, the geographic information systems. It's work with computers and maps. And also the guy who was there who actually had Priscilla a long time ago. He was the director of IT for Wareham. So that was really great to have a connection. On top of that, then as I was in school, I was trying to look for work, and the best thing I did was I talked to everybody. I talked to teachers. I talked to I don't know if David LePage is still here or not. Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to as much as people as I could. I tutored for Priscilla. So it was, you know, and on top of that, I had friends who worked in the computer science field. And asked, is there any jobs around, any jobs at all? And luckily, one of my friends said, yeah, we've got a job over here. Why don't you come on in and try it out and interview and see how it goes? And I got in. And I graduated, it was May 30th. I started my job June 1st because of that. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I started looking like January. I'm more early than that, but I was really on it in January.
So how long have you been doing development?
So I started your classes 2013.
2 years before you graduated.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. And I knew very little before that. And I was like, I wanted to get into it. I loved it. I love the challenge. And my job, I'm always challenged. Like, one guy could be like, I want this scheduler, but now I want it so that this whole thing is over here on the right and that's over there. And could you do that? And I have to challenge myself to figure out how to do that. And I go, yeah, sure. So what you do is you just do this, that, and the other thing. And insert the script. Cool. And that's all. So just making that part up. But yeah.
So. Anybody got any questions?
Yeah.
What would you... how would you relay your resume writing for targeting your prospective employer? I'm hearing a lot these days that the old way where you write your resume generically about what it is that you're looking for, that now the trend is to specifically write it to target the job you're at.
Yep. Agreed.
That's what
you target it to the job you want. That's okay. Definitely it. You don't want it bland, because if you have it bland, then they're going to be like, it's just another piece of paper, you know? If it's like, hey, I want this, your objective is, I want to be this, you know, and you are dedicated, and you make your, you know, even your past jobs, you kind of point out, you point out things that they described in the job description. That's the best way to go. Because it says, oh, they're looking for somebody who, somebody who just knows C-sharp and also knows databases. You could put it, oh, I worked with C-sharp and databases at this place. You know, and then they go, oh, that's good. I don't have to look at that too long.
Would you cover that in your cover letter? Or?
You can. I mean, like, it's up to you. It's how you style your cover letter in that one. You're just trying to get their interest in the cover letter. The resume tells what's up, and the cover letter says, hey, hire me.
So let's say you worked a job 5 years ago that had all that, but you've had three jobs before that. How would you highlight that?
It just depends on how you're, what you had for jobs too, and you've got to work with it. It's all just kind of thinking about like,
Well, let's say it was you. Let's say you were applying,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, 5 years ago you worked at this company that did exactly what this particular job is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had two jobs since then.
Okay.
How would you highlight that in a job from 5 years ago for the prospective employer to take notice of that? Because obviously you have to read the whole thing.
You have other things too. You could just say you've gained other skills.
Huh?
I mean, you could say you've gained other skills. You could say that I've actually had experience doing this kind of work, this thing. And you actually, I would just stay on that point, that you've done that before in the past.
And a cover letter, I think, would
exactly.
Some of that in.
That's where you want to put all the highlights.
Nowadays, I think it's rewritten for most companies you're applying to.
Yeah.
Like if you've got a specific company, if you're sending out a general thing, no. It's too many general things.
I had an email from a company yesterday. They're looking for somebody who's a big programmer, fits my qualifications, and I could work remotely.
Nice.
And I got to jump at it.
Right.
I'd be a fool not to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to take advantage of everything you get. I mean, honestly, that's really it. This job market is crazy. Between, you go out there and you're like, oh, crap. I just sent out 10 resumes and I haven't heard back from one. I mean, that's possible. It's very discouraging sometimes, but, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward.
Always check your resume. I have a colleague, I haven't heard from him in years, but he was a programmer and he had been sending out resumes for 3 years, and he had never gotten a call.
Uh-huh.
And he had transposed two numbers in his telephone number.
Oh.
And...
oh, man.
Oh, that's painful.
Oh, and I looked at his resume once, and I was the one who discovered it. I said, and his name is Paul. I said, Paul, your phone number, it ends in 58, not 85, right? He goes, yeah, it's wrong on your resume. And he was like, what? And I'm like, dude, check it out. He was terribly dyslexic.
Yeah. And, that's unfortunate.
And I was like, oh, my God. And ever since that, like, I double and triple check my
and email.
Yeah.
On a random note, too, on particularly with Kendo UI and everything, we actually do work with PHP as well. We work with C#. We work with VB, jQuery. It's based off jQuery, JavaScript. So... those are great languages.
Which database?
What's that?
Which databases?
No databases. No, I'm just
no
saying...
No, I thought you said you DB.
Oh, no, VB.
Oh, VB.
Visual
All
Basic.
Right.
Sorry. And, you know, we work with that. And what else was I going to say, too? Something to really look into, I would say, is XAML and UWP.
What is it?
XAML.
XAML.
That's how it's spelled. And then UWP's Universal Windows Platform. Those are big things going on right now. Build just happened in Microsoft I want to say it was in San Diego. Build 2016. And, I mean, has anyone here heard of the HoloLens?
The what?
HoloLens.
HoloLens? Is that anything like the Oculus?
Yeah.
No.
Better. So essentially what's going on is Microsoft has made a new thing called the HoloLens. It's straight up, you have the visor and everything, but they're going to try to, instead of it just being about games, they're going to integrate it, make it more like communications, like making phone calls. So say you have a HoloLens, you can communicate long distance with like a kid or like a family, whatever.
Will they do geological overlay? Like let's say you're in this particular, like you're in a mall.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
endless.
A grid laid out, and if you wanted to find something, it could point out the path through the grid, through the...
It's endless.
All right.
You're a developer. That's what it is. You can, if you can do it, you can do it, and that's what it's all about in this field. That's one of the things. UWP is Universal Windows Platform. It's Windows 10, and what you can do is you essentially make applications not just for like a computer, a desktop, but also for the mobile. This same program works for the mobile, the desktop, the Xbox, all sorts. So it that's going to be the future right now. Integration with many different platforms. So I would definitely, for trends, I'd look into it.
Right.
So I just figured I'd just throw that out there.
Well, he's going to be back at 11
yeah.
To talk to my other class and anybody that wants to hear more. We've also got a guy coming in from Meditech, Terry, who was a graduate of here, and then Sandy, who has had a couple of jobs. So they're coming in and talking to my 11 o'clock class about jobs. So anybody's welcome to come. But
and
since I ran into him on my way in today.
They're coming today?
Yeah. But since I mean, he's basically And he's going to be here at 2 o'clock, and he knows PHP,
yep.
So he's going to be here to help with tutoring at 2 o'clock, too.
Yeah. Where is it? Is it in here?
In here.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Two, so, 2 to 5? 2 to 4?
2 to 4.
Okay.
2 to 4:30, whatever.
Yeah, so.
So he will be around, and you can come in if you want to and talk to and listen to the three people that are going to be talking at 11 o'clock. But I figured if anybody couldn't come, I'd give you a preview or something.
Anybody have any questions before I jump away? All right. What's up?
What's your typical, like, schedule like? Is it, like, your own type of schedule? Is it, like, oh, you always have to come in 7 to 3 or something?
Mine is actually from 10 to 7. It's a long, crazy hour. But, that's just the time.
Now, is that what you picked, or did they pick?
They picked. It's the company's actually Telerik's from Bulgaria, and they got acquired by Progress. So it's a Progress company, but we work with the Bulgarians actually. So they get the calls from their time till their close time till, and then we pick up at 10 to 7. But honestly, we can get in there between 9:30 to 10:30, and it's fine. I leave between 5:30 and 7:30 every day. So, I mean, it's just... And it's... The work environment's great. When I'm wearing, it's fine. It's not like... And, I mean, I could probably, you know... This is overdressed with the shirt. You know what I mean? It's just the way that developer jobs are like, it's really laid back. Most jobs, I should say. And, on Friday, like every other Wednesday, they do a lot of good things at my work. Every other Wednesday, they have a lunch they pay for. And you should see the freaking kitchen. It's just candy and pretzels and nuts and everything. It's absolutely absurd. They have like a $2,000 like coffee machine that they get, and as long as we use their coffee, it's free, and it's just awesome.
Doesn't sound very diabetic friendly.
No, they do have organic fruit, and actually, they've been doing.
I hope it's
fruit isn't.
They actually do. They've been working on some health stuff. Like, we have standing desks that go up and down. You just press a button, and you can sit down, and you can eat whatever you want to do. Or exercise balls. They're getting elliptical things for your feet and pedals. All sorts of stuff. I mean, that's really what it's like in like the field. It's just laid back, and they try to help you as much as you can, as long as you do the job. I mean, the break room has a pool table, ping pong table.
Not all companies are quite this.
Yeah, not all companies are like that.
My last company was like that.
Really?
We had a ping pong table and
a pool
table and a kitchen just like that. And just
what's
relax.
The pay scale when you start off?
Pay scale?
Yeah, what do you get paid entrance per year?
I will say somewhere around 45 to 55.
That's not bad.
No. They take care of the company. They take care of themselves around that time. So, as long as you do your work, and and raises and bonuses are regular. It's normal, and we have insurance and benefits, and they want you to take vacation days. I'm getting paid today to do community service because it's awesome, and I'm glad to. I want to help. I want to be back because this place got me where I am.
So he gets 2 days of community service, and I grab both of them, one for the fall and one for the spring.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Cool.
So, any other questions? I don't mind answering. Okay.
How's it? What's the policy on, like, let's say you want to take a couple of classes? But how would you do it if the classes are during work schedule?
You have to work around that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you probably would have to like take some night classes or something like that, or maybe weekends or something.
Do they have a tuition reimbursement program?
Yeah, they do. And we're this company's up in Waltham, but you know, just take a look. Telerik.com. You can also find it. Progress is another one. You can look around on just Google it. You'll find it. Kendo, DevCraft, all these things. It's pretty well known for the developer world. So, trying to think if there's anything else I can definitely share. Just remember to network. That's number one. That is number one about everything about a job. If I didn't know my friend, I wouldn't get this job probably. I wouldn't have even known about it. And also, what you're learning right now in school, you're learning a lot. You're learning the basics. You're learning a base layer. When you get out and you actually go into the field, you're going to learn a million times more stuff.
And at a lot faster pace because you're focused on something.
Crazy.
As opposed to here, you've got to take this and this and this all mixed in together. At that point, you're focused.
And my first job, like my first month, my boss comes up, he's a big Bulgarian guy. And he's like, you have to take a test in 3 months. You have to take it and you have to pass JavaScript. Okay. And what I learned here, I learned quite a bit. But I learned about a zillion times more about JavaScript just by doing it. So.
As I've told you, the book's that thick.
Yeah.
So. Did you do a lot of file open and reads with JavaScript?
Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of prototypal.
I've had experience with JavaScript, but mostly in a web-based reporting tool where you're manipulating the data in the columns, but nothing to do with like opening files and reading and writing to them. So I always wondered how that would be.
Yeah, I mean client-side stuff. I mean that would be like I did it with my Kendo stuff, Kendo extensions. You just got to learn as much as you can. That's it. And that's the big thing. Look into JSON. You're going to learn that eventually.
If you take the web courses, yeah.
Yep. Take JSON. Any other questions? Because I know she's got a class to teach. You'll get that.
JSON.
Yeah.
Working with data.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Google it.
All right. Yeah, definitely Google it. It's like storing data, but not in a database. It's just open. It's just an object.
It's more on the XML line, if that helps.
Yeah. You'll learn it. You'll learn it eventually. All right. So, I will be back around 11?
Yep.
All right.
All righty.
Thanks, y'all.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Pat had Eric's job for about a year and was doing the tutoring. And... okay, so CIS web. This is left over from the first group that we looked at two weeks ago. And then you should also be at some point downloading the second group, which I put out there, which we will start today and finish up on Thursday. Okay. And whenever I see that, I realize that I should have sent in and should have had an HTML first. That's too dim too. Which one is? Yeah, that's the one. So it's called Fair Send Version 3. And I didn't just do what I think I did yet. Fair Okay, so this one I am coming up with an HTML at the beginning and I am selecting a city that I want to fly from and I'm selecting the city I want to fly to and we looked at some of these last time as I said. So what I've got here is FairSend version 3, and it has me picking, so I set it up so that I could pick an option, and I'm showing Boston, Providence, New York, but the value that's picked is 0, 1, and 2. Okay, so this is a good way to do it. The person can pick the word, but I can send on something that I can use as an index. or as a pointer to the next program, so I can just send that on. So they are picking from city, and I gave them three choices, and they're picking to city, and I gave them five choices. And I've got the submit button there so that they can go ahead and submit. And I think I forgot that thing so that I can take a picture. Come on. Okay. So, this calls Fair 2 Dem 3. So, I'm going to go and... Why does it keep giving me that? All right. So, I'm going to pick that I'm going to fly from Providence and I'm going to fly to Baku. Okay? So once I have picked those two things, I can click on submit, and it comes up and says, you are flying from Providence, you are flying to Baku, and the fare is that. Okay? So if I go back and look now at the PHP, okay, I got, using the get, I sent over the from city, and remember I sent a code. So I actually sent one and one because I ended up choosing the second thing, okay? But I sent one and one. And if I click on this and tell it I want to use a pen, maybe it will buy onto that theory. And I can say one and one, yes. So I picked one and one, okay? So then I set up an array, and the single-dimensional array is Boston, Providence, New York. The two-dimensional array is five places. Then I set up a fare array, and the fare array is a two-dimensional array. I have an array that is made up of three inner arrays. So there's 0, 1, and 2. And within each of these inner arrays, I've got five things going across. So the 3 would match with the from, and the 5 going across matches with the 2. Because the from only has 3 possibilities, and the 2 has 5 possibilities. Okay, so the 3 rows going down are the from, and the 5 columns going across are the 2. Okay? So, then I say, okay, I'm going to figure out what the fare is. And to figure out on the fare, I go to the fare array, and I take the from city, which was 1 for this particular example, and I take the to city, which was 1. So I go down 0, 1, and go in 0, 1, and I get the $1,012.75. Okay. Then I print out, you are flying from, and I say, go to the from name array, take the code that was sent over, which is the 1, and notice it's in square brackets. And so I will end up saying you are flying from Providence. Okay. And then I go to the next one, and the 2 had a 1 as well. And I go and I look in here, and this goes 0, 1. So I say you're flying to Baku. And then I said print the fare is, and I've already extracted it, so I just say $fare there. And so I print the fare. Okay, so that's using one-dimensional arrays and two-dimensional arrays. Questions? Does that make sense? Okay. So these are really very standard kinds of arrays that you'll see in all languages. You just have to look at the syntax with which they set it up. And arrays within arrays notice that the outer array has parentheses, and all of the, on the two-dimensional, all of the inner arrays also have parentheses. Okay? And then when I go to extract, my index or subscript is enclosed in square brackets. Okay? And that's not necessarily, you're going to find that a lot of them are enclosed in parentheses. Those are the kinds of things you have to remember. You're out of control, Zach. Okay, so questions. Okay.
Are there any destinations in Prague?
I have to.
Okay. So that is the two-dimensional arrays. And I think we looked at all of the others or something that is similar in all the others. So we're going to move on to the second group. Okay. So you can download the second group and I can get to it right here. Well, the array group second, the one I opened was another 2-dim. As much as I look at these, like last night, I still never remember which order I want to do them. I need to someday go back and number them, but it doesn't much matter on most of them which order we do them in. Okay, this is kind of treating an array a little bit differently because each row is about a particular product. Okay, so each row is about a particular product, and I'm mixing types in here. Okay, so I have an array about my four products that I put in here. And for each product, I've got 1, 2, 3 things going over. And those three things going over, let's say, I think I said the price and the cost. So I have the name of the item, and then the price, and then the cost. Okay? So a lot of times you see the kinds of arrays we saw before, which were, they were all fairs. And we had the two city, or the two city up here and the from city. And they were all about fairs. They weren't about different things. They were all about fairs in the one we just looked at. But this one, we've got products, and each one is going to be a different kind of thing in the sense that this is the name of the product, this is the price, and that's the cost. So there's still some consistency going across, but it's not all like what we looked at before, all fairs. We've got it broken down. So I can go in now in the two-dimensional array, and I can write out the and access the information. Okay, so I said for a stuffed bear, the price is 24 and the cost is 20. So I went in with the 000102. Okay, and went across and grabbed all the stuff about the stuffed bear. And then on the next line, I grabbed all the stuff about the car. Okay. So then I went in and said, okay, I can do this with a for statement as well. And I can have an embedded for statement. So I can actually go in and process this. So I said, all right, I want rows from 0 up to 4, okay? Or up to 3. 3 is used. Okay, so I can have rows 0, 1, 2, and 3. And then I've got columns 0, 1, and 2, so up to 3. Okay? So then I can go through and just echo out the stuff and just have a for statement where this changes the row, so the row becomes 0, and then the columns run their full length. Okay, so I start out, and my row is going to be 0, and my column is going to go 0, 1, 2. And then I go back, and my row becomes 1, and my column does 0, 1, 2, and so forth, going on. Okay. So this just was a for statement to step through this. I varied rows, then I varied columns, and then I said go in and grab from the inventory array and grab it by row and column. So I printed everything out. Okay. So I've got all of the elements that I've accessed. Okay. Stop me if you have questions. Okay. So now I'm going to go and look at the second one in this list, which is another two-dimension 01. Okay, on this one I used a for each. And notice that doll does not have two numbers, it just has one. So we're going to see how it reacts when I have just the one number in there. Another 2DIM 01. I put the 01 at the wrong spot. Okay. So this one I did the same thing. I printed out one line above, and then I went down and I did the for statement. And the for statement runs into a problem here. It does the doll, it does the 12, it runs into a problem. And then it goes through and does the three things for the beach ball. But because something is missing, the for statement threw out that error. Okay, so I'm throwing out an error because there was something missing. Now, in the next one, I used a for each. Okay. And with the for each, if you look down below, you will see, and how do I get this to convince it that I want it to be up closer to the top and not go full steam. If you look down at the answer down here, you will see get this yet. There, I got my thing. You'll see that it handled the fact that doll was missing something just fine. So with the for each, it handled it just fine. I've got it going, doll, just the 12, the others all have 3. So with the for each, it is built in that it can handle something missing. With the for statement, I had a problem with that. Okay? So these arrays are key value pairs, and they have default behavior. If you do not specify a key, it defaults to a numeric number starting with 0. So the first one has a key of 0, and the value will be embedded in the array. These arrays have keys of 1, 0 through 2, and the value will display the content. So what I basically was saying there is I start it out with my for each.
And I said inven, which is the inventory, as key, and then I put an equal sign with a greater than sign, which relates it to value. So the key is going to be the first thing, and it's going to relate to the value. Okay? So I started out, and I said, echo out just the key. So you can see where it says just key zero there. So I'm echoing out just the key to tell you where I'm at. Okay? And then I say, okay, now give me the value. So echo out just the key. And for each value that goes with it, I want to echo it out. So I'm echoing out the value stuff there, $24.99 and $20. Okay. So I head up here the array, and each one has three things going across. So I said inventory as key will tell me what the value is. Okay, so key going over to value. And then I said, okay, before I do the inner loop, let me tell you what the key is. So I said just key concatenated with the key. So it gave me a key of zero. Okay, notice the next time that I go through this and I go back up to the top, it will give me just key one. And then the next time I go up, it will give me just key two and just key three. Okay. So I've told it, give me just the key. Now I've said for each value, as the key relates to the value. And notice they're key one and value one now. Okay, so the key I'm displaying is 0, 1, and 2. And the values I'm displaying are the data that's in the array. So I'm displaying stuff there, $24.99 and $20. Okay, so the key is going up and it's displaying the value. Okay, so I'm displaying, echoing out key 1 and value 1. Which have to do with the inner array. Key and value have to do with the outer array. Yeah.
Why does my version from the downloaded zip file of another 2DIM01 not have that code in it?
You're right. It doesn't have the just key because I added that.
No. Like the comments and that. You see where it says the key, these keys are...
You sure?
Yeah.
There's no comments and...
Yeah.
Two, four, eaches.
So I'm not the only one.
No.
Okay.
So I'm the only one that's weird. That's all. Okay. What can I say? Does it have the four and the four each?
It doesn't have a comma.
Yeah.
Yes, it has the four each. As well.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't say just key, though, I know.
Right.
Because I actually made that change last night.
I believe you.
Okay, so apparently at some point I stuck those in and didn't notice that I didn't stick them in yours. In other words, I had yours all put together and I just stuck them in. Okay? And a just key I knew that I had done. I had done that and I had stuck in the keys to show the keys. I'm not sure yours show the keys, do they?
No.
Do yours have the... They don't have the 0 and the 0, 1, 2.
Nope.
Okay, so note down, and I will try to remember to fix it, and that's a lie. I probably won't. But anyway, I will dream that I'm going to remember to fix that. Okay, but at least you've got a picture of it the way it is, and I'll be sure that I've taken a picture. Okay, so take a picture. So basically what I'm doing here is I'm saying, okay, for each inven, and so that's looking at the outer array, okay? And that array is made up of four things, okay? And so you can see the four things, which are 0, 1, 2, and 3, okay? And then the inner array is made up of three things, and adding those numbers in basically was giving you the number that it was going through.
okay? Ordinarily, you would not show those numbers. But as I said, I was playing with this. I think it was either the last night or this weekend. And I decided that putting the numbers in kind of clarified a little bit what was going on. So I have just key, and I'm showing the key. So the first time I go through, the key is zero. Then I go in and I do the entire inner loop, okay, which is always the way things work. I start with the outer loop, I drop through, and in this case I did an echo as I drop through, and then I hit the inner loop and I do the entire set that goes with the inner loop. And when the inner loop is done, then I drop out and go back up to the outer loop. And as long as the outer loop is still working, or still got data, I will do the outer loop. I will echo out just key one, and then I'll do all the things in there. Okay, now one of the things is, as I said, with the for loop, when I ran into the missing data, I got an error. With the for each, it handled it all right. So I didn't have to have the three things in there.
So I'm getting a notice, undefined offset on the line for echo dollar sign inven square.
So did I.
All right, okay.
If you scroll up, I just scroll down. There I'm getting it.
Right.
And that's because there is something missing there.
Okay.
Right. And the for statement was not able to handle it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, on the whole, I think it's always safer, if I don't know what it is, to put a zero there or to put a space there, you know, quote, space, quote, or something like that, or null or whatever, to put something in there. But I just wanted to show you that with the for, it became a problem, but the for each compensates and figures out and doesn't crash the line, doesn't give an error on the line. Okay. So I start out and I've said inven as key is the values that are coming up. And then I say, okay, now show me the key, and I showed you the key, which is zero. And then I said, okay, now for each value, and now I've got key one, because now I'm stepping through them. And I said, key one, I'm going to show you key one, and I'm going to show you value one. So the first value is stuff bare, the next value is $24.99, the next value is 20. Okay. So it is going through and showing you all the values. And you obviously don't have to name these key and value. I just did that to kind of clarify what was the key and what was the value so that you could see it.
Okay, so for the first array, the value is, the key is 0, 1, 2, and 3, and the value is all that stuff. Then when you get to the inner array, the key is 0, 1, 2, and the value is the actual data.
So when I step through the for each, I write it differently than I wrote it when I had the for statement.
With the for statement, I did it the traditional way. Start at zero, go up to three, and add one each time. And this time I wrote row plus plus. It also could have been written as $row equals $row plus one. It's totally your call which way you do that.
A lot of times people use the plus plus when they're doing the for statement like this.
Okay. You have a question or scratching ahead?
Okay, it was more like a statement. So the variables are just, I mean, the as key and value, those are just variables that
that's
you
right.
Created.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why you named them that, because that's how they get.
Right. And I named them that because those are the terms you see used a lot, and it was just better to name them that way.
That's how they get set to, right? Like, as the first part is the key and the second part is the value.
Right. questions? Okay, so the next one is 02. Somewhere, I swear I opened that, right?
There is no O2.
I thought it was me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, we're not making this up.
Okay. Oh, well. So we won't do O2 now. We'll do it on
show
Thursday.
Show us, we just can't.
Yeah, I'll do it on Thursday.
We don't have O3 either.
We don't have O3 either.
Really?
Nothing beyond O1.
Okay, and I thought I was being so clever. That was 15, if you look at the date, and then this one was 16. I just thought that they were all there. All right. We'll look at 2 and 3 on Thursday when I will have them and you can download them again. Sorry. I knew I shouldn't do what I did, which was, if you notice, these say 2014. So I looked at what I thought I had put into there, and apparently they weren't. And if I look at it and see the 16, 15, oops, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, but it's annoying. All right, where do we go? The next one is array... explode and array is set and unset. Do you have those?
We have array from, we have array is set, we have array unset, we have explode data.
Okay,
we have
good.
We have random number, we have seed data 1.
Okay.
Does anyone else concur that?
I concur.
Okay, so let's see.
Right, and gather HTML.
Array is set. You got, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this one... That'll teach... That will tell me to check. Let me see. Okay. Array is set .php. Okay, so this is basically getting rid of something. Okay, so you've got women, men, girls, boys. And then we have for each department name as the name. Okay. So look how that works. Okay, just out of curiosity, I may be all right for the next 15 minutes, I may not. I had seizures, or a grand mal seizure, back in, quite a few years ago, where I had one thing where I passed out and all that good stuff. Every once in a while, I have a small one that happens. And right now I'm borderline, so it could happen or it could not happen. But I'm just telling you, absolutely nothing. Just ignore me.
You're not gonna fall.
No.
When someone has a seizure, there's nothing we can do.
Right. But I don't have seizures anymore. That was years ago. What I'm down to is every once in a while I can't speak coherent English, which is really kind of interesting, and it lasts for 10 or 15 minutes. And I just cannot say coherent English. I know what I want to say, but the words don't come out. And this happens every once in a while. And I'm gut of the one of the vague feelings that this could happen, but it hasn't happened yet. So I think I know what I'm going to do. There were two questions that I was going to ask you to do, and then I decided not to do it because Pat was here, and now I've changed my mind because I'm really iffy. So go and grab the three questions, and I'm delighted that the next class is going to... So go and grab the questions, and I did that. And just try doing those, because they're a little practice for you. I was going to do them either time. Go and grab them and try to... Okay, so there are two questions. And just play computer, and then we will look at what the answers are. And see, in the example, I didn't use key and value, I used department name and major. I'm all right. Department name is key, and the major is the value that you're going to print out, and you're going to print out the values.
So what's the question for question one?
Just what, both for both of them, what happens? What's the output? Play computer, I said.
Oh.
Well, play computer. Just tell me the output.
Well, you're building an array.
Oh, like what's on the website?
And
yeah, I mean, I want you to pretend, to give me the output that would happen if this was run. So you're playing computer. Okay? And so I don't want you to run it. I want you to go through and logically figure it out what it would run, what the output would be.
Question one is going to build an array, and then for each is going to run through all the elements in the array, and then the next for statement is going to start at index position one and run through until it gets to the predefined index number five.
Right.
And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is this like 1, 2, 3?
So, you know, basically write it out. If you want to abbreviate the names, that's fine. But basically write out what it's going to get you.
And then question two.
You've got a three-dimensional array going on. So try to figure out, we went over two dimensionals.
Well, question one's the first thing it's going to have is the first loop is going to say department equal, and it's going to cycle through all of the elements in that array starting from invalid.
Right.
The second one's going to do the same thing, except start from position one, which is not zero, and that's business, computer information systems, culinary engineering, office administrator.
Well, what's the line going to look like? Because I said department, and then I've got index here.
Well, index, you said index to one.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to go after position one of the array, not position zero.
Correct.
And then cycle through the rest of the array all the way down to the last element, I believe.
Five.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so this is basically what
that's
you're saying.
Look like.
Yes.
And that's what it does.
Okay, so number two.
Okay, does everybody follow that, what I just said on one? Do you buy that? So
yep.
This is what it comes out as. Okay. So on the first one, it starts out the for each, I get the invalid. And I said here, department equals, and then I've got major, and it goes through and gives me all the major. And then with the regular for that I wrote, I said I don't want the invalid, so I'm going to start it at one. I'm going less than and equal to five, so it's going up and giving me 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Because that's 1, that's 2, that's 3, that's 4, that's 5. Okay.
Do you want me to give the answer for 2 or
no.
Do you want me to be quiet?
I want you to be quiet for a minute and let other people figure it out. And my crisis has passed, but I still need to clean up the stuff that I didn't give you. Anything to do with anything?
Yes. I just heard back from that job opportunity.
Okay.
And I think they're going to call me today at 11:30.
Good.
Gives me time to get something to eat.
Good. Where is the job?
I could work from home.
Okay.
They're based out of Connecticut.
Oh, and so even if you had to go in occasionally, Connecticut's not bad.
It's not bad at all, no. And I have a friend who lives in Connecticut, so I could crash at her place.
Yeah, right. So it's even cheap.
The same place you're working at.
Huh?
You're assuming she lives in the same city you work in.
She's in central Connecticut, which is near Hartford, which is where I would assume it is right now, but I could be wrong.
You don't know.
But it's a central
Connecticut's
location.
Not that big anyway.
It's a central location that wouldn't be that hard of a drive from, rather than driving 2.5 hours from my house to Connecticut. It might be like a 20 or 30 minute drive from her place.
We shall see.
Okay, so yeah.
Is
that our homework? We're doing it now. And that's what I was going to do, is do it in class. Okay, so wait a minute. Has everybody finished it?
Hurry up, Kim.
Okay, so that was the first one. What are you getting for the second one? Yeah.
The answer is pink, and then the answer is dog.
I don't think I have pink.
I got blue and dog.
Yeah.
Cool. The answer is blue, and the answer is dog.
Blue and dog.
Okay. So, with the second one, blue and dog is the two answers that I got. Let me try to put it over there. There it is. Okay, so what are you doing with that one? This is a three-dimensional array. So I have an array that is made up of two arrays. So there's two arrays here. And each of these two is made up of two. And each one of these is actually made up of three. Okay? So if I go in and I say 1, 1, 1, this is the 0, this is the 1, so I know I'm down here. And then 1, this is the 0, this is the 1, so I'm here. And then 1 again, this is 0, this is 1, so I'm here. Okay? And same thing for 0, if I go in, that's 0, that's 0, dog is 0. So what's 1, 2, what's 1, 2, 2? No, 1, 1, 2.
One,
what's
2?
1, 1, 2?
1.
Purple.
I'd have to say purple as well.
Right. So 1, 1, 2 is getting you purple because 1 gets me down to here, 1 gets me down to here, and 2 is 0, 1, 2. And so it comes up with purple. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's looking at a three-dimensional array. And notice the way it's set up. It's got the parenthesis here and here, parenthesis here and here, parenthesis around that. And notice the comma separators too. Okay, so that I've got the comma separators after each array. Okay, and then when the whole thing is over, it's a semicolon. And the whole thing is named the array. So I've set it up over here as the array. And then I go in with the three different dimensions that are in square brackets. Okay. So, we are done. Sorry that I did not manage to...